I cannot be the only person out there when I was a kid who looked at all of the married people in my life and said, man, you guys are miserable. Like, why did you do this? Like, I can't be the only one, right? That was me. And as someone who's now married, fortunately, very happily married, despite trials and tribulations, I'm going to give you the big spoiler, one of them, one of the big ones, on what I've learned. All toxic relationships have grudges. So, like, what I mean by that is that, like, this is a strange thing to say, but, like, if an accident or a mistake or a or conflict happens in a relationship at any point in time, and that conflict doesn't get resolved, then it stays there. And when conflict happens, it generally speaking happens as a result of unmet expectations, okay? So you have a relationship with someone, they broke your expectations, you broke theirs, doesn't matter, there's now conflict, okay? Well, when the conflict doesn't get resolved, the violated expectations slowly fester and they wither into something very different. Unmet expectations, unresolved, leads to disappointment, and that disappointment unresolved leads to resentment, and that resentment unresolved leads to contempt. And so you build a relationship, or not a relationship, you build this sort of toxic foundation of a conflict that you never resolve, and that just stays. So you have this conflict where something happened that you didn't forgive the other person for, and that's there, and it stays there, right? And so what then happens is, what will happen with some of these conflicts is they're life-changing conflicts, right? They're big. It's like someone quit their job without telling their spouse, or someone cheated, or something happened that was humongously bad. Someone jacked up the credit card debt or something, and now it's like, I can't trust that person. And then what happens is a decision gets made based on all of that, and that decision is something that then never gets forgiven, ever. Well, then what happens is then the ramifications of that lack of forgiveness, they're still there. That grudge is still there. And so then other conflicts start to mount as a result of that lack of forgiveness. So you have this lack of forgiveness as sort of like a sinister foundation as a result of that conflict. And then you build a Jenga tower on top. And it ain't really a Jenga tower. It's honestly a pyramid, because that thing is stone tough. You have a conflict that you don't resolve that results in a terrible, horrible decision that gets made or something. That decision being life-changingly, alteringly bad, like, and then no forgiveness of that thing, you will have unlimited conflicts that come as a result of that. So, like, as an example, if, like, a married couple chooses to do something, you know, financially, that's where, you know, one of them does something financially that screws both of them over, and then there's no forgiveness, then the ramifications and consequences that come from that are all based on blame, and then there's no forgiveness of those either, because you can't forgive those. You know, if, like, bad example, but if, you know, dad decides he's, like, having a midlife crisis and goes and gets a $45,000 Mustang or something like that without telling his wife, and his wife gets really mad, and then, like, suddenly all these crazy things happen financially, and then they're going to lose the house, right? They get really angry at each other, and they're blaming, but they never actually take responsibility. Then everything that happens after that as a result is just based on the original grudge, the original problem, the original not saying, I'm sorry, I forgive you, when the first thing happened. It was just going back and forth and having the war, you see? And it just mounts and mounts and mounts. And then you have relationships that I'm sure everyone here knows and has seen where you have 40 years of conflict because of one mistake, one stupid thing, one maybe big stupid thing or a little stupid thing, but it was never forgiven and never addressed. And it just went on and on and on and on. And now you have people talking about, you know, how they're really angry about this thing that happened when they were 37 and now they're 63 and they're just really ticked off about it. And it's like, all of this, all of it, I promise you, can be avoided as long as you and the person you're in the relationship with have the willingness and determination and perseverance to resolve conflict. It does not have to be clean. It can be messy as hell. I'll tell you right now, I have some friends and family where their solution to conflict resolution is just screaming. Like, it's just screaming. But then the conflict is resolved. I'm not saying screaming is good, but they'll say things and they'll do things and they'll get really angry, and I don't necessarily think that's always good. But then they don't have the built-up conflict. It gets resolved and then we move on. And so there are times where my wife and I just don't go to sleep and we stay up really late because we don't want to go to bed angry. And it's hard to do that when I want to go to sleep or she wants to go to sleep, I'll tell you. But then we don't have a foundation of grudges. Like I had said this to my wife a couple days ago. I was like, I don't really think I have a grudge against you about anything, despite all the crazy stuff we've been through. Because we just resolved all of the conflict and said, I'm sorry. So I said, I'm sorry. And she said, I'm sorry. And then we forgave each other and we moved on. And it's really hard to do that sometimes when you feel like the other person really screwed you over and you don't trust them. But it's like if you're in a relationship with someone and you cannot forgive them, that is or they can't forgive you and they're not willing to resolve conflict, like that's a problem. Like if there was any merit or any value that I would want to have in a relationship if I could do it over again, it would absolutely be conflict resolution. Even if the style of conflict resolution is like not my cup of tea, but it actually got resolved and it actually was something where we could say, I'm sorry, I forgive you, let's move on. Even if we're angry, like nothing in this world. And I think in relationships, almost nothing is more important than that. And through that skill, and it's a skill, but you learn the skill by doing it, by resolving conflict over and over again, by trying really hard. It's going to take a lot of practice when you try to figure out how to do it. But a lot of it has to do, like I said, with navigating those expectations. So if, as another little cheat code, if you are having conflict with somebody, say, this is what I expected. This is what happened. This is what I expected. This is what happened. And then you both just talk about that. And then you go, oh, hey, I didn't know you expected that of me. Or I definitely know I expected this of you. And then that person goes, I know you expected that of me. I'm sorry. I won't do it again. Or if I do it again, I know I'm a mess up. I'm a screw up sometimes, but I just didn't mean to do that or like whatever. And if you're, like I said, and if you're in a relationship with somebody that isn't willing to do the conflict resolution, like I'm not going to say get out, but I am going to say get ready, because it's very hard to be in a relationship with someone that will not fix problems with you. There is, I think, no depth. In some sense, there's that idea of like there's no limit to how beautiful some things in relationships can go, but there's also no limit to how bad relationships can get. I mean, the worst thing that can happen to people is, you know, we can sort of pass on from this life. But some people would argue against that, and they'd say there's way worse things than life, you know? Like, there are worse places than hell, is what I've heard. And so, you know, just keep an eye out for the people that you're looking at and the people you're in relationships with. And if you don't think they can resolve conflict well, then might be time to move on.